A ministry is spreading hope amidst violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to talk about the gospel and how it's actually fostering unity in a divided nation. And speaking of the gospel, what exactly does evangelism look like today in China? It's more than just news. These are stories with a hope quotient. Let's get started. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the United Nations just decided to send in a team to investigate human rights abuses stemming from the deadly political conflict in Kasai. Thousands have died, and over a million people have been driven from their homes. Some say this could be the country's worst humanitarian crisis. World Mission's Greg Kelly says,
it's one of the most ethnically diverse countries in the entire world. And in Africa, and Congo is no exception, the root of so much of the conflict and the lack of leadership is ethnic violence targeting one another. And that's exactly what we're seeing over these last 3 or 4 months.
This conflict actually has its roots in the Rwandan genocide of the 1990s. So in a time when people are desperate for peace, World Mission is sending hundreds of its solar-powered audio Bibles called The Treasure to give people the hope of the gospel and help foster unity.
You look at Congo as a nation, it's over 90% Christian. And so that's really unfortunate when you see the church being so established there. And so when you have that dynamic there, it's unfortunate, but also it's a tremendous opportunity for the body of Christ to really respond to this and establish itself that this is no longer acceptable.
And that's where you come in. You can help put the treasure into someone's hands. The details are at our website. Next, the Filipino military declared a brief ceasefire on Sunday, allowing Muslims to peacefully celebrate the end of Ramadan. Progress toward peace is slowly being made, but the fighting still persists. Earlier last week, militants linked to the Islamic State took hostages and holed up for hours inside a school. Herman Moldez with Asian Access tells us,
one of the reasons for the attack in Marawi is to be able to gather some sympathies from other Muslim groups. It's because there's been a continuing peace process between the government and two major rebel groups, the MILF and MNLF.
Moldez says much of the Christian minority in the Philippines lives in the mountains, and they haven't faced much threat. Still, it's unwise for them to let down their guard.
Pray for vigilance. That's our prayer, that not only the Christian community, but even the Muslim community will continue to be vigilant. And I think the majority of the Muslim communities want to have the peace process with government to be established.
And that's where your prayers are coveted. Pray that the Filipino leaders would strive for peace and that believers would be bold. And if you're heading to China anytime soon, you don't have to sneak Bibles through customs to bring the gospel to the indigenous churches. Roger Weaver of Bibles for China will tell you that Bible smuggling is actually a thing of the past.
That has changed to where the Chinese government now has allowed groups like Bibles for China to come in and legally and openly distribute Bibles to the Christians in the country.
And when it comes to the Chinese church, Bibles are in shockingly short supply and bad condition.
They may have one Bible in their community that gets passed around. We saw some of the Bibles on that first trip, and the pages are all tattered and torn. The cover had already fallen off, and so they're writing out scriptures to try to pass those around.
It's the difference between availability and accessibility, and that's why Bibles for China needs your prayer and support so that teams can get the Bibles into the hands of the believers who are scattered across the villages and cities of China.
With 20,000 new believers coming to Christ in China every day, you can see the vast need to try to get Bibles into their hands.
If you want to join a distribution team or you'd like details on any of these stories, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message of your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.